Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me again this week. So sometimes I know you all do not want to hear me yammering on and on and on. And so it's always fun to have guests. I love having guests on the podcast. And so this week we have a very special guest who is going to share. Actually, I have kind of an exciting announcement to make about this particular guest, as well as she is going to share some exciting things that are happening in her life and how that relates to our group and just her involvement in the group. And so we're going to be talking about that today. So if you were listening on the podcast, you definitely want to stick around and hear this because this is a super inspiring story, as well as it gives you a good insight as to kind of what we do in this group and the focus of the members of our group, not just addressing their emotional eating and their weight, but also addressing their whole lives. So if you are on the podcast and you're listening and you aren't a member of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community on Facebook, you want to be. So go to www.facebook.com/groups/food-breakthrough and definitely join the group and become a part of what I think is an amazing community on Facebook, super supportive, super inspiring. I'm just going to ask for those people who are on the podcast right now that's streaming live into the group. I would love for everybody who is listening, if you could post in the comments in one word, how would you describe our community? One word, only one word. You can only use one. One word, how would you describe our community? And either what you get out of it, what you see in it, what it means to you. Okay, that'd be kind of fun. Love to see those. Okay, so moving on to our special guest. All right, everyone, those of you who are in the group, you might not have ever seen her before, but you would know who she is because she posts and she comments all the time. Super, super inspiring, super positive. Just love having her in the group. And one of the reasons why I wanted to interview her was you all are going to see a whole lot more of my girl, Missy. And Missy is who I'm interviewing today. And Missy is going to become an administrator in the group. You're going to see her a lot more. Missy has been a client of mine, and she is, like I said, we actually had a conversation this weekend, and it was something I had been meaning for the last couple of weeks to ask her if she wanted to do, just because I was so excited about, I just have seen what a positive impact she has in the group and how much she cares about people in the group. And so I was already going to ask her if she wanted to start becoming an administrator and actually start doing something kind of a little bit more formalized with the group. And circumstances came up and we were able to kind of create a position for her. So Missy is going to be joining my team, the Breakthrough Emotional Eating team, as an administrator and as a supporter for those of you in the group. So you'll be seeing Missy being really a lot more active in the group. Also, one of the things I really want to make sure that you know is that she can answer. If you have a question about my program, if you have a question, about any of the specifics of it, she's your girl. She will be able to answer your questions. She'll be able, and if she doesn't know the answer, she'll find the answer. But pretty much she usually knows the answer. So Missy, thank you so much for jumping on today. I'm so excited. So
glad to be here.
If you wouldn't mind telling everybody a little bit about like just your history of how you came to find the group and kind of how our relationship, you know, kind of developed and how we started working together. And we'll just take it from there. So girl, you're up.
Well, last February, I was looking around for something. I had tried all the other stuff and I finally said, I've got to find something for emotional eating. I think I do that. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking online and found you and it had a Facebook link and, you know, found it on Facebook or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, join the big group. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And I kept taking it, you know, a step further every time. You know, I would see that, hey, planning the meals does work. Mm-hmm. You know, fasting does work, you know, between 2 to 3 hours between mm-hmm. meals, that does work. No snacking, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Drink water, okay, I can do that. And it, I just kept, you know, but I wasn't fully committed to it. So I wasn't tracking my weight. Mm-hmm. And then when you started the membership, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this sounds awesome. It's already working this way. What if I really dive into it? Mm-hmm. So I did that and we did more deep thought work. Mm-hmm. And I had never had the confidence to do anything in my life. Mm-hmm. I would do, you know, just little things here and there, you know, just get a job. It's okay. Whatever. I don't have to, you know, have a lot of money. I can, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and I just wasn't making myself as assertive, too much compassion towards myself, I guess. And I've lived that way most of my life. And then when we started really doing the thought work and things, I'm like, hey, I'm really messed up. So I thought I gotta change some of this. Mm-hmm. And so I started learning how to change thoughts. And then the more I changed them and tried to change them, because it's always ongoing. It's never mm-hmm. over with. Mm-hmm. But the more I tried, the more I got the practice and I started thanking it, mm-hmm. you know, before I would do something. Oh, wait a minute, you know, and it's going on. You don't need that. You can go without it. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing that it can carry over into every part of your life, mm-hmm. not just, mm-hmm. You know, when you're around food, but in relationships, you know, you don't like what's going on or how something's going, tell somebody, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to be that doormat. You don't have to be, you know, let them take away your power. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. That's the big one, is don't let anything or anyone take your power. You can choose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, gotten a lot better. And finally, you know, my weight's been up and down and up and down. And finally, the other day, I had had enough. And I got so mad over the weekend that I couldn't, you know, I just didn't know what to do. I mean, I was truly angry. I was tired of
it. Can I ask who you were angry with?
I don't know that. I don't think it was really, it wasn't me for once. Mm-hmm. I was just mad at the whole situation with my job, because I have been, you know, trying to get out of it for so long. And it's like, you know, I got mad about that. I just got mad about, you know, not having something else to go to, mm-hmm. As far as a job, you know, something that would pay more money. Mm-hmm. Which I, you know, I like my job. I'm fine with this. I'm a teaching assistant for special ed. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. It's just, you know, I wanted something more. I wanted to mm-hmm. feel more useful. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wait a minute, I can take control of this. I don't mm-hmm. have to feel this anymore. If I don't want to, I can change my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And so I got on the computer Saturday night and started clicking and looking for schools.
Yeah.
And somehow or other, I ended up trying to apply for nursing school. Just all of a sudden, I couldn't find a medical technician thing, but I found a nursing school thing. So I was like, okay. So I'm working right now on trying to start prerequisite courses in January.
Y'all, she's becoming a nurse. She's becoming a nurse. I know. I don't know if you've told anybody else in the group about this, but I made her go public. I told her she has, because sometimes that's part of it. Sometimes you have to make that public declaration, because then you're like, okay, and now we're following through with it.
Debbie Rooney called me on it the other day. She said, why were you thankful for anger? Because I had it posted in the three things I was thankful for in my planner. One was anger. And so I told her, I said, I got mad enough I applied to nursing school.
That is so cool. So how has what you've been doing in the membership, and I mean, was this something that, like, before you became a part of the group and then eventually become a part of the membership, was this something you could have ever seen yourself doing?
No, never, because there is such a long school commitment to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've taken a lot of little courses. I've been a CNA, a cardiac monitor tech. I've done phlebotomy, mm-hmm. Just different things like that. I've even had, several semesters of regular college, mm-hmm. but I could not stand the pressures and the thoughts that were going through my head. It was always, you can't do this. You're going to fail. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't last for longer than like a semester or two, mm-hmm. Or a quarter or two, however they do it, wherever, mm-hmm. I could never, withstand the pressures of going to a four-year college to go all the way through, or especially to get through nursing school. That's got to be stressful,
Mm-hmm. Why has it become different? What has happened with you that's changed?
It's my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be so scared. I don't have to be fearful. Mm-hmm. I can do things just like everybody else can. Mm-hmm. And I know I can now.
Right.
I was always, and honestly, I was beaten down, verbally and I guess mentally as mm-hmm. a child growing up in mm-hmm. different ways, mm-hmm. if home life, school life, even church life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all those together, it's one person saying, oh no, that's not true, is not going to outweigh the mob that's telling you. And then when it gets into your thoughts and you're thinking it over and over again, mm-hmm. you can't ever get away from it.
Right.
It's just not going to leave you.
Right. Well, and one of the things that we talk about all the time and is the whole idea of your brain hears something, or you keep saying something over and over and over, mm-hmm. and your brain eventually believes that it's true. And then you believe that it's true. And so it really takes that thought of, or that kind of stopping it of like, no, that's not, I mean, we talk about that all the time. Like, no, tell your brain, no, that's not true anymore. And so it sounds like that's really like, and you've talked about this for a while, that's just become a part of who you are now. Is it like you have that dialogue of like, no, I don't do that anymore. No, that's just not, that's not how this works.
Yeah, I did that today. I knew I had to come meet you online at a certain time, and I was going to go get my hair done. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, well, I've got a protein bar in my backpack. Maybe I should eat that mm-hmm. just in case I get really hungry before I'm able to eat supper tonight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, maybe I should. And I don't need that. And I was like, oh my word, who is this talking to me? So I left it alone and went on to my hair appointment.
Yeah. Exactly. And so one of the reasons I wanted to have Missy on is because what Missy, I mean, she sent me a message on Sunday morning and I just about cried as I was reading it, because what she was saying was, and I've only told a few people about this, and I talk to my coach about it all the time, is that what I always envisioned for the group and for what my work is, the work that I'm supposed to be doing, because I know that my whole life has led to me doing what I'm doing, the same way I think Missy's life has led to her going into nursing school and her being in that service role. I've always wanted this to become more than just about weight loss. that weight loss is kind of the vehicle that gets people interested. But the reality is, and I say this all the time, that what I'm teaching and what I'm showing people, and Missy said it herself, it's not just about weight loss. It like affects your whole life. It affects every part of your life because it affects how you think. And that obviously incorporates every aspect of your life. And so what I want women to come away with is not just like lower numbers on the scale, but what Missy is saying about like believing in yourself, confidence, knowing how to talk to yourself, not necessarily listening to that voice that tells you you can't do something. That's what I really want. I want this to be more of a movement that changes people's lives, whether it's your job, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your ability to be able to like take risks. I mean, all of those things. And I want every person to know who's in this group that there's no limit to what you can do. And I really felt like what Missy was telling me was exact, like, this was like, oh my God, this is like, well, this is what I want. This is what I want to have happening. So it was so exciting for me, to just see that and to see that opportunity, for me then to be able to, you know, to extend to Missy what I had already been thinking about of having her come on the team and be able to, you know, be a part of things and then still manage what she's doing. One of the things that you said, and you wrote in your email, I thought it was so funny. You were like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for it, but it's going to happen. And that was the whole thing. And that's really what I want everybody to remember is it's like, you don't have to. One of the things that I always want people to remember is like, you don't have to have the roadmap and know exactly how everything is going to lay out. You just have to have faith that what you believe in and what you want is strong enough that it's going to take you there. And that your thoughts of, I know this is going to, and Missy's thought of like, we'll figure out how to pay for it. It will get paid for. And it's that the money is not going to stop her. That's not going to stop her from going to nursing school. It's not going to stop her from figuring out a way, because there's plenty of ways that can be addressed. But it's having that faith of like, I have no idea how this is going to happen, but I know it's going to happen because I'm going to believe that it's going to happen. And then your belief is what then generates your feelings drive your actions, and then your actions get you that result. So it's like everything that Missy's talking about is exactly what I teach and what I want people to know, that they have that power within them. So I am just so excited. Do you have any idea about where you're going to be going to nursing school?
We have in Tennessee, it's called Tennessee College of Applied Technology, mm-hmm. and it's a vocational school. Mm-hmm. They teach like different, you know, like electricity and mm-hmm. HVAC and stuff like yeah. that. They also have some medical stuff. So nursing is one of them that you can do, like just, you know, the LPN. I don't think they did the RN stuff. I think you mm-hmm. have to go to a regular mm-hmm. College or university to do that. Mm-hmm. But they do, I think some of them even offer like surgical stuff mm-hmm. for like the sterilization mm-hmm. thing, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But, and of course, like, you know, office, business and office mm-hmm. courses and things. So it's a vocational school. So it's awesome. State run. It won't be as expensive as going to like one of the big colleges or anything, but I don't live near one of those either.
Right, so. Right, exactly. Well, and everything's online.
I'm in a podunk town.
Yeah, well, and everything's online anyway. It's that, you know, so it's all, yeah. and then it's, you know, it's all just a stepping stone. But what I really love is that you love your job. So this is something that I talk about a lot, is that we never make decisions when we're in that like heat. Now, Missy was in the heat of the moment of the anger, but it's not that she hated her job. It's not that she was like angry with her job of like, you know, my boss did this and this, and I'm out. It was like, no, there's more for me. There's more. I can help people in a different way. And there's more for me to do. And there's more for me to accomplish. And so it came from a place of her belief in herself, not that she wanted to get away from one job to go to another, but it was that she believed and knew that what she was able to do, how she could, you know, benefit herself, her family, and other people, was more of the driver, as opposed to like, oh, I just want to be away from this job. It was really coming from a place of real belief and confidence in herself that she deserved and had more to offer than what she was doing, which I just love that. I think that's awesome.
I just want more.
Yeah.
I'm being greedy for myself, you know, I guess. Well,
and that is something that I would encourage every person who's listening to this. There's nothing wrong with wanting more in your life. Nothing mm-hmm. wrong. And that we have to, there's so many times where we tell ourselves, but oh, that's not the way I've ever done it. Well, if you've never done it before, if you're waiting for proof that you're going to be able to do it, you're never going to get it. Cause if you've never done it, you're not going to have any proof. You got to go by faith. You've got to have faith that you have to bet on the person that you should always rely on. And that's yourself. If you're going to bet on anybody, you should bet on yourself. And that's what Missy's doing. She's betting on herself and she knows that she'll be able to do whatever she puts her mind to. All right, I'm going to jump over to the group and see if there are questions. Any questions for Missy? Just questions about what she... Oh my gosh, listen to this, Missy. This is so cool because I know you can't see the comments. But Gloria says, my husband got an associate degree in nursing here in Wisconsin and he became an RN after that.
Oh, that wow.
is awesome. Gloria, I love that. That is so cool. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah.
I have to say though, I will be, when I start back to school for this, I will be 50 years old.
Girl, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not going to have the huge long career in this.
but whatever you will be doing, and that's, I mean, and it's true because I will tell you, that's never, ever too late. And that's what I would say to anyone in the group. It is never too late. Our lives are always valuable enough that we want to spend it doing quality things, that we want to spend it happy doing what we want to be doing. And so that is, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, there are people, I started in my life coaching school. I think I was 51. I think I was 51 when I started that. And there were plenty of people in life coaching school that were, and Gina's the same thing. Gina's the same age as me. And she's finishing her, her life coaching as well. So, you know, it's never too late. If you're not happy with what you're doing and you think you want more and you need more, it is out there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I want to just come up. I want to make sure I get all of any questions. Does anybody have any questions? Oh, they love your hair, Missy.
Oh, thank you.
Love your hair. Yeah, I know. She got on and I was like, who are you? I'm sorry. I don't know you. Who is this woman that I'm interviewing? Oh, that is so, so good. All right. Absolutely. Gina says, bye-bye self-worth. That is so good. Good, good. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Just want to make sure we don't have any questions. Oh my gosh. So here's another one. We got a bunch of people. So, my sister-in-law went to nursing school at 45 and she was a stay-at-home mom and homeschooled her kids. Nice. And then Carol's nephew did the same thing, did the LPN and went on to RN. Oh my gosh. And look at that. And we have another person who went through the LPN. Oh, that is so cool. That is so, so cool. Well,
that is great. That's
y'all. This is so inspiring. You all are just doing a great job of encouraging and supporting Missy, as well as just, again, and I really turn it over to all of you. And I encourage you, this is really meant to inspire and meant, you know, for you to think about, you know, what is it in your life that you might be thinking, well, either I'm too old or I don't know if I should do that. Everyone in every moment of every day deserves to be happy. And the only person's responsibility that it is, if you're happy, is your own. Missy didn't look to her husband to tell her, you know, to give her the boost of like, okay, you can do it, hon. She made this decision on her own. She made this decision.
Bless his heart. I think he's still standing there with his mouth open going,
wondering why Missy's crying as I'm sending her messages and she's crying and her husband's crying and he doesn't know why she's crying. Oh, I love this. Billy says, I'm 73 and I'm going to rethink my life. Billy, darn right. That is so awesome.
Do it, Billy.
Do it. Absolutely. Oh, that is so cool. And Colleen went back to study at 50 as well. Yeah, very employable at this age. That's right. Yeah, awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Missy. Thank you so much. Thank you. And not only thank you for being here, but thank you for inspiring. Thank you for telling people your story. I know, guys, I totally held her feet to the fire and was like, okay, we're going to announce this publicly. Because sometimes you need that. Sometimes we, but the other piece is I know how supportive this community is. And I know how just when you're trying something new, you need all the support that you can get. And so I knew that I wanted the community to be able to be aware and be able to support Missy, and then, but also have Missy be able to give her support to the community as well, because that is what she's really good at. Nursing is just such a natural fit, because, you know, Missy, you have such a big heart. You're so kind and caring. Just a little side note for the people in the membership totally know this, but Missy is the person in the membership group who, when she doesn't see somebody, she sends them a message. And it's like, why haven't you been on calls? What do you do? You know, there's a call today. You can jump on the call. And so she comes in and people are, you know, I don't know anything about this. I don't tell her to do this, but she cares so much about other people and wants them to be there and to be able to get the support and get the encouragement. So we now call Missy the enforcer in the membership group, because that is in fact what she does. She just makes sure that people know that they're cared about, and that's such a special quality. So Missy, thank you for doing that, and then thank you for being able to do that with the group with the big group as well. All right, y'all, the encourager. There we go. Yes, not the enforcer, the encourager. Absolutely, that's a good one, Carol. I love that. All right, y'all, thank you so much for joining us this week. Thank you for those people who jumped on live. Appreciate you being here. And again, just really wanted to share some really cool, exciting news, but also just wanted to, you know, share in the joy of what is happening with Missy and what the changes are that she's making. And that those changes are possible for everyone else, for every person in this group, is really, it's all within your grasp. And again, you heard her say it over and over and over again. It wasn't her circumstances she was changing. It was her thoughts. It was her thoughts about herself, about where she was, and her belief in herself. So we don't change our circumstances. We change our thoughts, and our thoughts are what are going to dictate where we go and how far we move. So she is definitely headed into a very exciting, exciting, exciting place. So Missy, congratulations. Super happy for you. And everyone in the, like I say, everyone in the chat, thank you so much for being here. And we will see you all next week. Thank you so much for being here. Missy, you stay here for just a minute or so, and I'm going to sign off. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us. If you're on the podcast, thanks for being here. And we will see you all next week. Thanks so much, y'all. Have a great
night. Love you guys.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on emotional eating and losing weight, please go to www.facebook.com/groups/food-breakthrough and join the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. I hope to see you soon.